Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw a lot of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. That's Canned Heat bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Wayne Cruz, VP of Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to go there and check them out and check out all the things they got going on, especially in the area of regulations. That's Wayne's primary beat. He knows more about the regulatory state than anybody else on the planet. His 10,000 commandments are the gold standard for understanding what's going on in the regulatory state. And you hear me quoting him all the time, even when he's not here. Wayne, thanks again for being here. Folks, I promise you a number, and I'm pulling this right off of Wayne's report. Your household, the regulatory state, cost your household, according to Wayne's 10,000 Commandments, $15,000 last year. Now, Wayne, how does that roll out? How does that break down?
That's right. If you imagine that $1.9 trillion annually cost of regulation, kind of the way you would think about federal taxes, if you would imagine that number trickling down all the way down to the individual level, based on the number of households, it would turn out to be hidden, embedded costs of the regulatory and interventions from
50 cents here, $1.50 there, $20 yes. somewhere else.
So that's more than every item in the family budget except for housing. It's more than transportation, more than entertainment, clothing, food, all those sorts of things. The cost of regulation is greater. So it's for reasons like that that we have to put a spotlight on it, in my view, and get better figures, get better numbers, know exactly how it affects people, how it affects budgets, how it affects job creation, and all those sorts of things. So we're trying to put a spotlight on it, and I think, you know, in this administration, more attention is being paid to it. I thought during the last presidential campaign generally there was more attention paid to regulation than I'd seen before, because you would always hear, oh, the taxes are too high, or the debt is now approaching $19 trillion, now it's supposed to be $20 trillion, of course. The deficit, you hear all those things in the presidential campaign. But you didn't hear so much about regulation. You hear about jobs things, but this time you heard more about regulation, even when there were, you know, in the, say, the Republican primaries, for example. When you had 16 people up on stage, they were talking about the regulatory state, and even Hillary Clinton did speeches that she would go out to factories and do speeches about small business regulatory relief. So it got more attention than before, and I think that's good overall.
One of the things I want to talk about, though, is you mentioned earlier that you thought that the Congress was leaving too much of these decisions up to the bureaucrats. Do you see any shift in that direction?
Here's the thing. You know, we created the regulatory state was created long ago with regulating the railroads, then the antitrust laws, and then you had the FDR regulatory state emerge. Congress has delegated so much power to the regulatory agency. Last year, for example, I'd noted in the 10,000 Commandments report that Congress put out 211 laws, but meanwhile, the federal agencies issued 3,800 rules. So you're talking about 18 rules for every law that Congress issues.
Yeah.
Every year's particular rules aren't going to be necessarily related to the laws that just passed. It'd be related to, you know, things that have occurred in the past. But you've got agencies who are doing the bulk of the lawmaking in the country, which I think is a real issue, because you're talking about unelected bureaucrats. When you hear people talk about terms like deep state, drain the swamp,
look at what the NLRB did last year.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Look what the NLRB did last year and the year before.
The Labor Department, the NLRB,
with regard to the assault on franchises, and the NLRB shut down a Boeing plant.
Jim. On that is, you know, I just mentioned, you know, Congress doing 200 laws, agencies doing over 3,000 rules, but agencies are doing way more than that. They're issuing guidance memoranda,
right.
notices, bulletins.
So this is basically, folks, unelected people
yep.
making policy that you and I have to comply with. And with an administration like we had with Obama, that was just fine with him. But we have an administration now, warts and all, Mr. Trump's administration, he doesn't feel the same way about regulations. In fact, I keep quoting you on the fact that on something you told us a little over a month ago when you were here, that you went to, after 3 years of record regulations, you went to the registry and nothing was there.
Right. A great example on what you just said, Jim, with respect to rolling back. The Obama administration had put out in the Labor Department administrative interpretations on franchising and independent contracting. And
right.
then just recently, this has been in the last month, I believe, Labor Secretary Acosta has revoked those. So you can have that.
That was a major assault, a broadside assault on the franchise industry.
Yes. And
for no reason.
For sure. And if the pen and phone can curtail liberty, it can also expand it, but that's not the answer. It's got to be Congress taking charge and rolling back the regulatory state. Now,
Wayne, stop a minute, Wayne. I want to ask you a question. Am I correct in saying that the lost opportunity that we resulted from that attack on the franchise industry is not something you could measure in your 10,000 commandments?
The difference is, see, when I do 10,000, this is what we notice.
That's opportunity cost. How do you measure that?
The opportunity cost is very difficult to measure. And most of my measures say some Homeland Security costs and some with
just. But I'm talking about the chilling effect on that industry
mm-hmm.
was not something you can measure. It's worse. I think that's the reason why I think you're right about your number is conservative. It's actually worse than that because it can't measure the opportunity cost. Hold on to that thought. We'll come right back with Wayne Cruz, CEI.org. Check out that website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.